Congratulations, Ida. They're delightful.
Thank you, Your Grace.
Tell me, dear, that big fellow at the back, whatever happened there? He's not exactly your classic Beatrix Potter, is he?
I'm sure he'll be fine once he gets a little older. I wish the other ones wouldn't tease him so.
Well, the others are a triumph, my dear. I only wish I could have produced a brood of my own this year.
Oh, I was so sorry to hear about that, Your Grace. You must miss him terribly.
Oh, yes. He was a fine duck, the Mandarin. But alas, he became crispy and aromatic before his time. Still, life goes on. Now I understand Maureen saw the children from the farmhouse throwing French bread on the water.
Ta-da! Oh, you must try it. It's much better than the other stuff. Even the crusts are nice.
Yay! Oh, yes. Oh, I shall just try it.
Make way for the red-banded duck.
Help!
Ida, you really must do something about that honk.
Oh, look! Croissants!
Get back! You're too big for your age already.
But it's not fair. I'm hungry, too. Why are you all picking on me?
If they knew just how dearly I would love to crunk. But it's true, I'm a bird who seems to lack the neck. I'm just different. I'm just different from the rest. And who can blame them wanting me to find another nest? But different is it naughty? Different isn't bad. So why should being different make me sad? I'm just different. They're like peas from the same pod. No wonder they make fun of me. Life's harder when you're odd. But different isn't scary. Different is no threat. And though I'm still their brother, they forget I didn't choose to look this way. I didn't want to be unique. I don't like these grubby feathers, and I hate this stubby beak. There's a runt in every litter, one black sheep in every flock. But when you know it's you somehow, your ego takes a knock. I'm just different, but I have a sense of pride. My looks may well be funny, but I heard the singing inside. Different isn't spiteful. Different isn't wrong. So why is it so hard to get along? I only want to get just well.